Stella Diaz has something to say. Chapter 5. Want a cookie? It has M&Ms in it, Stella. Do you like M&Ms? I'm in the middle of drawing sea creatures during class, but I immediately stop what I'm doing to consider the question. Ooh, I do like M&Ms. I think. I look up, dropping my pink colored pencil. It's Stanley. Stanley Mason. He is holding a box full of cookies. It's been a few weeks and I've managed not to speak to him once since falling down on his first day of class. I've just been too embarrassed. Even so, it's impolite to refuse a cookie, so I nod and grab one. My hand is shaking as I take a bite. My mom made them for my birthday. Stanley grins widely. I notice he has a gap between his front two teeth. Oh, happy birthday, I mumble. As I chew, I notice little cookie crumbs and spit fall all over my shirt. I cover my mouth with my hand so I don't look like a total disaster. Thanks, Stella. What are you drawing? I shake my head no. I use my cookie-free hand to flip over my drawing. I was trying to draw a blobfish, but it just looks like a pink mess. This will not be the first thing Stanley sees me draw. I only let people look at my drawings when they are perfect. Oh, okay, he says with a frown. I'm surprised. Why would he care? It's not like he wants to be friends with a klutz like me. I feel a little bad, so I mumble, thank you for the cookie, with my hand over my mouth again. Stanley looks happy. He opens his mouth as if he's about to say something. Luckily, Miss Bell says, everyone sit down. Stanley, come sit by us, says Jessica Anderson, while Ben Shaw and Chris Pollard wave him over. I watch Stanley take a seat next to them. My mouth drops open. I'm amazed. In just a couple of weeks, he fits in already. I don't get it. Stanley also has not once looked sad or scared, not even for a second. If I had moved to a new city and school, I'd be terrified. Ms. Bell continues, in just a little bit, we are going to have a special ceremony for Don. Now everybody knows Don, right? Don's the coolest, says Ben Shaw. Everyone agrees. Don, the school custodian, is always singing fun Beach Boy songs while he's cleaning. He also plays the craziest characters in the school plays, like Santa Claus and our holiday musical. Well, Don just became an American citizen, which is really hard. You have to take a big test, not to mention all the years of waiting. Jessica Anderson asks, what was he before? Ms. Bell goes up to the board. She writes a bunch of words I haven't heard before. In big letters, I see visa, alien, resident, and citizen. Great question. There are a few categories. Some people just come to visit. They get a piece of paper called a visa so they can stay a while. Don't you buy things with a visa? Asked Jessica. I locked eyes with her for a second, then quickly looked away. Although I've been in the same class with Jessica since first grade, she makes me nervous. Everyone likes her, but I think she can be mean sometimes. Like when she laughed at me the first day of class for saying words wrong. Then another time, in first grade, she told everyone in our class that I had lice. Everyone believed her, except for Jenny. The teacher even made me see the school nurse, and of course, I didn't have lice. Afterwards, Jessica said she was sorry, but I never quite believed her. Ms. Bell chuckles, yes, you do, but that's a different visa. For instance, people who come here for college get a student visa so they can stay here for the entire time they are going to school. Then there are residents, or legal aliens. They have green cards. They can stay here as long as they want, but they don't have as many rights as citizens. My mouth drops open. I only have a green card. I know because Mom showed it to me when we got it in the mail. I was surprised that it wasn't green at all. I don't know too much about how we got it. I remember Mom was really stressed about it. I also remember waiting in line forever. The only part that was fun was getting fingerprints done. Oh, and taking bunches of pictures for it. But still, because of this green card, I'm an alien? Ms. Bell continues, after you've been a resident for a while, you can apply to be a citizen. Then you can vote and be on a jury. You can even run for office. What if you were born here? Asks Michelle. Then you're already a citizen, a natural citizen. I gulp again. This explains everything. I'm an alien. Since Don works so hard for us, we're going to surprise him with a celebration in the cafeteria, Ms. Bell continues. We're all going to go quietly and sit down in the dark until Don arrives. Then we'll turn on the lights, stand up, and sing the Star Spangled Banner. Don't worry, we'll have a projector with the words for you to sing along with. If you guys do well, there might be cake. Everyone squeals but me. I always thought I was different, that I didn't really belong, but now it's official. I start picturing all the aliens I've seen in movies, trying to find one that isn't so strange. If I could picture only one cute alien, I might feel better about the word. Instead, as we head out to the cafeteria, I picture all those spiny, crawly, deadly aliens, the ones people have run away from. When we arrive, I notice the orchestra is on the stage. There are also some banners that read, "Way to go!" and "Congrats!" Because the whole school is there, I'm able to sit next to Jenny. I feel calmer when I see her, except she's not alone. She's sitting next to a girl I've never seen before. The new girl has bangs that go across her forehead and is wearing neat red glasses. My heart sinks a little. I want to tell Jenny the bad news that I'm an alien, but I can't. Not in front of the new girl. "Stella, this is Anna," says Jenny. "Hi, Stella," Anna says, waving. I make myself wave back. "Did you guys know about the ceremony?" I asked in a low voice. "What did she say?" asked Anna, looking at Jenny. "Stella asked if we knew about the ceremony," says Jenny. Jenny can always understand me. It's been that way since we became best friends in first grade. Never have I ever had to repeat anything to her once. They turned and both nodded to me. Then there's a long silence. There's so much that I want to say to Jenny, but I can't. Even if Anna weren't there, it would be too embarrassing to say out loud. Just then the school nurse walks by and says, Here you are, girls, as she gives us small flags to hold. A minute later, the cafeteria goes dark. The whole group giggles for a second, and then the teachers hush us. We wait in silence. Finally, we hear Don walking in saying, "What's going on?" The lights turn on, and we stand up to sing. While we're singing, I can't help but feel still a little weird, like I shouldn't be allowed to sing. I wouldn't be an alien if I were still living in Mexico. I'd be natural there. As soon as the music ends, Don says, "Thank you. This means so much. I left the Philippines for a better life in the United States. I'm honored to be an American." Don looks happy. He's even crying a little bit. I guess it's because he's no longer an alien. Everyone applauds right away, except for me. It takes me a second, but I know it would be wrong if I didn't applaud, so I force myself to lift my hands and hit them together. Although I might feel bad, I'm still happy for Don, and it's his big day. As we clap, my mind wonders, if I become a citizen, will I finally feel normal? Will I be as happy as Don looks? That makes me feel a little hopeful. The cake that Ms. Bell promised after the ceremony also helps.